This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Into the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Owen Troyer now sitting in studio. That last Alex Jones rant was so epic, a water bottle exploded. He didn't even have to touch it. The water bottle, just out of respect for the rant, just blew up here. So I'm in a little bit of a rant water spill here, but no worries. Here's what I'm going to do, as again, we had Matt Bracken cancel. So I was scheduling the normal war room routine today and then got called in to do the fourth hour, which is always an honor. But so what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up the phone lines for the Alex Jones audience today, and I'll take your phone calls in this hour, and then we're going to carry over any phone calls we don't get to, and I'll take phone calls for the first hour of the war room today. So we'll do a little cross broadcast transmission today with your calls on the final hour of the Alex Jones Show and the first hour of the War Room. Then I've got an announcement to make that I'll do, or we here at InfoWars, I guess I should say, have an announcement to make in the second hour of the InfoWars War Room. I'll do that right out of the gates, take care of that. And then I'm going to do all the news coverage. And then I've got Joe Hoff from the Gateway Pundit coming up at 5. So there you go. That's just a programming note. The number to call in is 877-789-2539. And anything you want to discuss that was discussed on the Alex Jones Show today, wide variety of topics. So anything is fair to discuss, 877-789-2539. And again, even though we only have 1 hour of the Alex Jones Show left, if you're still on the line, we're going to carry you over and we will take phone calls on the War Room for the first hour as well. So, the Biden administration has been a complete failure, but it's almost irrelevant other than the fact that it's part of the bigger global scheme to weaken the United States of America and strengthen China. But what we're really dealing with now is the global medical tyranny. You know, I was just told right before I came on air, the individuals involved don't want to go public yet, so I'll keep it rather vague. But I'll just tell you, the NFL is forcing their coaches, I can't say anything else, I think that there's a battle right now with the players, but the NFL is forcing their coaches to take vaccines. And so that's hundreds of NFL coaches. Now, obviously, they're not all going to want to take the vaccine. So it may change from team to team, or the league is going to have to release a statement soon, because I know the players are pushing back. And I will tell you, though, coaches are pushing back. They don't have near the leverage of the players, but they don't know what to do because they're saying they'll lose their jobs if they don't take the vaccine. So that's medical tyranny. That should be illegal. It's an untested, unproven vaccine. You have known on record thousands of deaths from the vaccine. The first person to get the vaccine has died, and they won't even say why. I think we all know why. And yeah, of course, you have all these viral videos of healthcare workers and nurses that get the vaccine, and then they do a press conference afterwards to celebrate how great it is, and they collapse. There's Hank Aaron, murdered right there. There's the murderer Hank Aaron on film. Imagine that. So I just want to open up to your phone calls today, and then there's a bunch of developments right now. There was a dangerous development in Washington, D.C. today that just shows you how the Democrats are going for totalitarianism. and they really want this January 6th commission badly. They want subpoena power. They want to be able to come to your front door and lock you up, throw you away, and throw away the key, no questions asked.
I've got some really good news for the viewers and listeners of this broadcast. And then I've got some really, 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 really good news. Yes, I could spend an hour telling you about how the globals are getting exposed and how they launched COVID-19 as a bioweapon and how much trouble Bill Gates and Fauci are in. I can even tell you about how the states are turning against the puppet President Biden and saying we're going to have $1,000 fines to try to make people wear masks. I could tell you about all of that, but why shouldn't I instead tell you about the super good news concerning the InfoWar? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are running right now the Memorial Day special for the next week only, with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and DNA Force Plus is back in stock, sold out for 7 months, 40% off, Supermel Vitality, 50% off, Prosti Guard, 40% off, Alpha Power, 50%, Ultra 12, 50%, Dazzle, 50%, free shipping, and Patriot points, and it comes to InfoWar, and it's incredible products, and George Soros hates it! Ha-ha!
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
We've got an incredible video at Infowars.com. Honestly, there's so much news, and I just have my stack of news sitting on the war room desk. I'm not even planning on getting into my news here until the war room comes up, but I mean, I'm just looking at all the news that we have on the Alex Jones desk and this video at Infowars.com. Mob of Indian villagers chase COVID vaccine team out of village. So this is like almost coming full circle in a way where it used to be, whether it was India, but more specifically Africa, you'd have the white coats, you know, the doctors, the Bill Gates doctors show up with the needles and the vaccines, and they'd run to them because it'd be like, medicine, good, we're sick, we need medicine, and they came and they think they'd do a great thing. And most doctors that travel the world do great work. And so they had that notion. But then they saw a bunch of people dropping dead that were getting the vaccines when these people showed up, specifically the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And so then they would show up and they would go hide. They would run and hide. They'd avoid these people. So now I guess it's come all the way around where they show up and they chase them out of town. Wow. Yeah, they're starting to get it. By the way, a third new mask study, fourth new mask study, fifth new mask study comes out. Masks totally ineffective against COVID. Did not stop the spread of anything. You've got European medical experts coming out and saying, actually, our response to COVID caused tens of thousands more to die. Oh, well, yeah, that's the New World Order. That's the One World Government eugenics program. That's the population control. You're in a global government. You didn't vote for it. They don't ask for your permission on anything. They just own you is how they see it. But they're noble owners, you know. They give you some freedoms and they give you Netflix and ball games and everything. They just ask that you're part of their eugenics program. But of course they don't ask. You're just in it. So that's what it is. You're in a global government. At the core of it is eugenics, with a fundamental philosophy that the world is overpopulated by parasites, a.k.a. you, the human. And then there's all these other offshoots, like, can you live forever and upload your consciousness to a machine or merge with silicon? Or are there ways for humans to exist in the future to not be like this? All this weird form of trying to play God, but really just trying to play the devil. And it's really, it's almost eerie, especially on a day like today in Austin. We've had horrible weather in Texas, and I've got friends in Dallas who say the same thing. Like, we haven't seen the sun all May in Austin. It's really odd, actually. probably part of Bill Gates, you know, block out the sun. They're already doing that here. But, you know, you have a beautiful day like today. Sun's out, birds chirping, perfect weather, everything. And you're like, wow, the world is good. Creation is good. Life is good. And then you see, though, what the future holds for humanity if we don't change course. And it won't be about appreciating a beautiful day like this. No, you'll be drooling out of your mouth, hooked up to some machine or after some vaccine. But don't worry, you'll reduce your carbon footprint because Al Gore, who now they have news, they just published these new breaking news studies. You watch, you'll have Democrats like AOC go in front of Congress, you know, slamming these papers down. New studies, the world is going to end in 5 years if we don't stop man-made global. 5 years. Now they're saying we have 5 years. It doesn't matter. Since the 20s, we've been told all these different man-made weather things that are going to kill all of us, and somehow we're still here. Amazing. All right. We have some callers on the line. We're going to take calls the rest of this hour on the Alex Jones Show and then carry your calls over to the first hour of the War Room. And then I got an announcement and a great guest coming on. Let's start with Alan in New York. Alan, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Owen, what's up, buddy? It's Alan, the guy from Texas with the dog, remember?
Hello, yes.
Okay, hey, what's up, dude? Long time, man, long time. Listen, there's three things I can either talk to you about. First of all, the debate was terrible because the kid didn't even have enough knowledge of the correct history that Barnes was giving. That kid was an idiot. And I think the people who are calling were all of his friends. Oh, that was terrible. He wasn't even up to his par. Because listen, you know how, like, the reputation that the left and the right have between each other? They're kind of doing that with Israel. Like, they're, like, lying.
But don't you think that's part of the problem, though? Why should Israel even be getting in between Americans?
Good question. Let me just think for a couple seconds. Wait.
Well, let me just respond to what you said, because... Well, let me just respond to what you said, since you took the pause, because, I mean, if I had to pick a winner, I would say it was Nick Fuentes, simply because I agree more with his fundamental stance on the issue, and I don't think it is a binary of you have to support Israel or not. And so I'm not saying I agreed with everything Nick said, and I'm not saying I necessarily disagreed with things Barnes said, but I don't think it's fair to criticize Nick and say that he didn't have his facts straight or he wasn't prepared. I thought he held his ground very well, and I mean, if you could even really declare a winner or a loser in the thing, the only place you could really look is the internet. Obviously, Nick Fuentes is going to have a lot more fans there than Robert Barnes, and specifically on Twitter. So it's kind of hard to really to say, you know, who got more. But people have put polls together and say Fuentes won, so.
I can't tell. Can you hear me if I interrupt you or no?
No, I can hear you.
Okay, cool. Let me ask you a question. You know how there's CNN, the fake news and stuff, right? How they made Trump look like that, right? How do you know that they're not portraying the wrong person? Don't you know can't you see, like, what they say, it's always the opposite? I'll give you an instance. I don't think no Jewish people or Israelis are even in Gaza. I don't know. You don't know these things. Do you even? I mean, I'm not.
But even, let me just ask you this. Like, why is this relevant? Why should I even be thinking about this?
It's a sprinkle that's going to create World War III, man. Do you even know that Russia, was doing NATO flights of seeing who they can bomb as a testing, and they wanted to show the strength? It happened today.
Here's what I think the problem that people are having, and I think, quite frankly, I think you're having it right now. It's getting harder and harder to defend the relationship with the U.S. and Israel, because it's a one-way relationship. And so that's why it's getting harder to defend. And again, I'm not anti-Israel. I'm not saying Israel shouldn't exist. I think it should exist. I do believe it's its own sovereign nation. And it's great that Americans can go there and travel in peace. But this whole notion of somehow America's interests are in Israel and it's World War III or all Jews will be wiped off the map or all of this stuff. I mean, when that's the only intellectual point you can fall back on, it's just you're not really going to convince many people in this debate.
Who cares? I don't care. I just wanted to say I didn't like the debate because I didn't believe the kid. I believe more Barnes. But I didn't even call for that reason. Listen. When we were in Texas, I told you. Now, right now, if they shoot the grid down, not the grid, the internet grid, I have no way to hear exactly who's going to like where you guys are and all that stuff and everything and whatever. It'd be impossible because we don't have internet after that or the phone. Now, listen. You know how, like, on Google, you see, like, companies and they have that list and the balloon next to it with the phone number and stuff? Make a couple of them in different states if you can. Open up companies so at least we know where to hang out.
Yeah, I think you've actually called in on that before, haven't you?
But I never got through, the phone got disconnected when we were in Texas.
Yeah, that's kind of a complex thing, and I understand what you're saying, but it's just like another thing where, and I'm not saying you could do this or couldn't, but it's like, folks, we've already got our irons and all these things. We got our fishing rods in 100 different lakes, and that's like a huge endeavor. And I get it. It's a great idea. Maybe we should do it. We're already maxed out, brother. Thank you for the call, Alan. But you know, you notice how, and this kind of encapsulates the whole thing. He brought up Israel before he brought up his main point. It's like, why is this Israel blockade in our way intellectually?
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
And we're taking your phone calls for the rest of this transmission, and then we're going to carry over the remaining callers into the first hour of the War Room as well. Remember about the Memorial Day sale happening at InfoWarsStore.com right now. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. Back in stock and 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Super Male Vitality back in stock. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com and part of the Memorial Day sale. Free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points with every order that can be used towards future purchases at InfoWarsStore.com. We go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Corey calling in from Missouri. Corey, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on? Owen, can you hear me?
Yep, loud and clear.
All right, so you guys have done some awesome reporting on the ingredients in the vaccines, and I did some research as well, and there's a couple videos out showing two other ingredients that's in the Pfizer and the Moderna and also the J&J. The J&J has hydrochloric acid in it, and the Moderna has something called 2-dimeristoraglycerol, which is highly toxic, and then the Pfizer has something called N-ditetra. I can't really say it, but there's two videos I wanted to share with you guys. And if you go to kingdomreport.biz, B-I-Z, there's two videos there that I think you guys will find interesting.
Okay, we can find out, and maybe the crew can pull those up. Yeah, the ingredient, there's a lot of ingredients that I think are questionable, and this is why Facebook and YouTube and others are censoring videos like this, because they've been told that you're not allowed to engage in vaccine hesitancy for whatever reason, or promoting vaccine hesitancy, when it's like, yeah, you show the side effects of vaccines that might create hesitancy. It's kind of like you have... When I was younger, I had to go as part of a court sentencing for DUI. I had to go to a Mothers Against Drunk Driving, I don't know what you want to call it, presentation. And they, what do they show you? They show you pictures of their kids dead. They show you pictures of dead bodies in cars hit by drunk drivers to try to make you not do it again, hesitate from doing it again. Oh, you're okay, you're showing me the negative sides of drunk driving so I don't do it again. That makes sense. Oh, you're showing some people the negative side effects of vaccines and maybe now they won't get it. That makes sense. So, nope, don't show them the negative side effects. We need them to get the vaccine. I mean, if people can't see through that, you know, I guess then you show them the ingredients. But, I mean, that alone you'd think would be enough to make people wake up.
One of the things in here is something called a Kras variant. It's a modified substance that is a rat carcinogen, and they're putting it in this nanolipid. I'm not a scientist, but it's to transfer cancer basically into the brain from the way I investigated, and I'd love to hear you guys talk about this because it's like the most deadly carcinogen they could possibly find.
They put a little Fauci carcinogen in there, huh?
Yeah.
A little Fauci rat carcinogen.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you got the SM-102, and it even talks about the luciferase. I mean, it's just crazy.
No. Stay away from it.
Yeah, so, I mean, are you sharing that? Are you sharing that with friends and family? I mean, what are they saying in response?
Yeah, everyone's been freaking out. I've messaged you guys, messaged everybody, trying to get more light on this one, because the one ingredient you guys share is one of them, but there's a couple more that are even more deadly. Like the J&J has hydrochloric acid that melts gold, right? Hydrochloric acid is what gangsters use to dissolve bodies. They're putting that in the shots. AstraZeneca as well has a precursor to hydrochloric acid. So it turns into hydrochloric acid in your body. That's why people are getting rashes and organs.
Yeah, I feel like their insides are being burned out.
Exactly, hydrochloric acid.
It's unbelievable, man. Yeah, they used to put mercuries in the vaccine, and they said, mercury is good for you. One of the most well-researched heavy metals known as a neurotoxin. I mean, it's just unbelievable. They admit now, they even came out with some new study the other day. It's like our head is spinning trying to keep up. Another study confirming fluoride is a neurotoxin. And when kids ingest fluoride, their cognition goes down and IQ drops. It's like, hey, the last thing we needed was another study telling us this, but thanks. Keep putting it in the water. Corey, thank you for the phone call. Great, great information there. Let's go to Andy in Idaho. You're on the Alex Jones Show. Andy, go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Always a pleasure to be on your show, buddy. Hey,
thanks for calling.
I know that you get a lot of this every day, and I just don't want you to give up, never get jaded, because you guys are doing a wonderful thing by promoting the what is out there, that the truth is being hidden. And because of that, I started my website, and I started going out and interviewing people, because these people didn't know what they were walking into. Some of them didn't. And it's a horrible
thing. Wait, so you're saying you were doing this at the Mass Vaccination Center?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I was out screaming like you with a blowhorn.
Okay, got you.
I was out there standing. So I created a website called the World Axiom Alliance, where everybody can go. They can share. You guys are overwhelmed.
World Axiom Alliance.
World Axiom Alliance, the Truth Alliance. It's out there. I'm working on it. I'm putting group sites up so people can have their voice. You can go to the conspiracyaxiomalliance.com as well. But I'm creating a voice. You guys are so overwhelmed. I want to keep pushing out there. I want to keep sharing.
Oh, and you have no idea the relief. Like, it's not even, that's just like adding, I don't know how to explain it. Like the last caller one of the callers that called in, he's called in before. He has this idea of basically like setting up outposts, you know, just like low rent outposts in major cities, as just like a backup transmission hub or like a meetup point or something. And it's great. And there's something maybe you could work, but it's like, we're just so overwhelmed. So there's your website right there. We want other people to do the work, folks. Like, we will promote people that build it and get other people to come. Like, there, I can't even keep up, honestly. It's so great. There's all these organic websites popping up of people that are just documenting the negative side effects. And each one is unique to its own creator, but each one is very well documented, very well sourced, very well laid out. And I can't even remember all of them. And so Andy's got another one here. What is it? World Alliance. What is it?
World Axiom Alliance.
WorldAxiomAlliance.com.
The Conspiracy Axiom Alliance as well. But my main subject, what I wanted to get into and bounce off your theory, off the theory, is, so we already have a global enslavement, and a theory is sometime in our existence, we already had been enslaved. And so let's talk a little David Icke here. I know this stuff sounds crazy to some listeners, but we have this giant matrix, and we have these different dimensions that are created. And so during some point in time, we were enslaved. And now this is where the globalists want to enslave our energy, so our consciousness. So when the time comes, when the sky opens up, I've been talking about this stuff for 20 years. And all of a sudden, I'm getting messages that I never expected to. Everybody thought I was.
Well, there's no doubt. There's a lot of mystery to this world that we are.
You know, I'm cutting an ad right now, and I've been here on the Saturday cutting these. I've done a terrible job because I just cut like 5 ads, and I didn't tell people the most important part. No, it's not that DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 7 months and is back in stock and is 40% off, or how the supply chain broke down and how it almost bankrupted us, but thank God it finally came in. or how it cleans up your mitochondria and makes your telomeres last longer and can regrow nerves. You've got to go research DNA Force Plus. No, it's not that. The reason I just cut all those ads and forgot the most important point. The Supernova Vitality's back in stock, 50% off. The Prostaguard's back, 40% off. The Alpha Power's back, 50% off. The Ultra 12, Vitamin B12, take it out of the tongue, it's incredible, is back, also 50% off. Or Vasobeats, back 50% off. No, it's dead. You've got double Patriot points and free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points, free shipping store-wide on top of these huge sales.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Wants to create these technocrat kleptocrats. You're not going to hear music like that. You can't make music like that with a big fat giant ass and 10 inch long fingernails that you, oh boy, you made true. do the math on that deal. Boy, that's an ordeal right there. Good night. No, you won't be hearing music like this. You'll just be hearing death. But it's my wails of death. Silence at that point will be almost as pleasant as this. All right. Let's go back out to your phone calls. Let's go. Everybody's talking vaccines, man. I mean, we got some other issues on the board here, but vaccines, every time we open up the phone lines, it's right up there. And it's always people, most people even have, you know, testimony from friends or family, negative side effects. We go to Paul, who's called in from Los Angeles. Paul, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Mr. Troyer.
Yes.
Can I call you on one?
Yes.
Okay. I'm a first-time caller and long-time listener.
Right on.
In fact, I remember when Endgame was a premiere.
Boy, how true that documentary came. Still on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah, no kidding, that too. Anyways, I've worked in the movie business for a long time, and sometimes I'm going a little off script here, but sometimes I see you get that thousand-yard stare, Owen, and I know that stare. But keep winding your sails, sir, because all of us on the other side of that hole in the wall that you are, the InfoWars, I need that hole because that's where I get my troops from. So don't give up, man. I'm there. Anyways, what I wanted to call you about was that there's a lot of talk about how the dark side is coming for us and they're going to kill us all. And I acknowledge that the vaccine is killing people, certainly. But I don't think they don't want us to see bodies in the streets. I think this is going to be far more insidious. They may even have reached their critical mass, which could explain why Fauci's coming clean and Facebook is saying, yeah, we do ban the truth. You know, but it's going to be a generational thing, where men's sterility and women infertility already spontaneous abortions.
In fact, let's kind of just crystallize what you're saying. There's a long-term plan. There's a long-term agenda, even for their short-term propaganda, short-term operations. So yeah, there'll probably be a lot of death with this vaccine. But as you're saying, it's really going to hit a generation down the road or when, say, people my age or young kids are getting vaccinated and they can't have kids because they're infertile, they're sterile, whatever. So, yeah, I mean, again, it's like, hey, you know, we'll put these chemicals in the food and the water and it'll have the immediate effect of dumbing people down, making them more docile, easier to control, but we'll also make them more fertile and or less fertile and sterile over time too. So that always seems to be the long term plan. It's just in general, I try to stop the human ability just organically to be able to reproduce.
Well, I think the vaccine that they're really pushing on us, they may have already reached critical mass. You know, because they've got half of America already.
Well, I think they're lying about that. They're still pushing hard for these vaccines. I mean, I'll tell you. They're calling, I guess, local health officials are calling every church that they can and recommending they set up for a mass vaccination site. So, I mean, they're still pushing. They want every priest, every pastor, every principal, every professor, and they're reaching out to all of them saying, please, set up at your church, set up at your school, set up at your library, a mass vaccination center. We need this. It's good. So they're still pushing the gas. I agree that, you know, Fauci's, you know, I don't know if he's getting buried or he's getting burned or if he's just having to accept that everybody knows the truth now. But I don't know how he gets away with it.
Go away. And we'll see that in census reports and maybe whoever compiles those numbers annually. And they're going to say, oh, it's so sad. Women aren't having enough children. But it's a good thing because it's good for the Mother Earth.
Oh, and then, yeah, and human carbon footprint is down now.
Yeah, but it's going to hit us over the next three generations, I believe, Owen. And that's what's really scary. Because how do we stop that? I guess we got to stop the back, period.
Now, and on the front lines, obviously, it's for, you know, just don't get it and try to stop other people from getting the vaccine. And you're not going to be able to save everybody from getting it, and you'll just have to live with that. But at least you can say you tried. Paul, thank you so much for the call. And that's what it is, too. Again, I hope InfoWars is wrong about everything, but that's never the case. I mean, imagine that. It's like we've been proven right so many times. Like, I'm up here hoping I'm wrong. But I don't just make this stuff up. Like, I'm sitting here talking about something, and the crew's just pulling in all the articles. Just like, yeah, here it is. But at least you'll be able to say, when your grandkids can't have children anymore, and you have to get permission from the government, it'll be like in the movie Starship Troopers, where if you want to have a kid, you have to, you know, serve in the military or go through all of this stuff. You won't just be able to have a kid. That'll be illegal. And you'll have to get a pod to grow the kid in, because you won't have a functioning reproductive system. And your grandkids will look at you in the eye and they'll say, what did you do to stop this? Now I can't have a kid. Let's go to Mark in San Antonio. Mark, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Schroyer.
Hello.
Hey, so I had one quick thing, or a couple quick things I was going to say, just regarding, you know, we're just in some crazy times, you know. I feel like my local pastor here in San Antonio, he just started a series on Revelation, and he's going to start going through the entire book of Revelation.
You know, and when I have people call in about, you know, a lot of people have called in lately saying, you know, the church I've been going to for years is now pushing the vaccine. I can't go anymore. And one of the things I always hear is the pastors never preach Revelation. So this is the time to be doing it. I guess that the leader of your church understands that.
Yeah, it's a big deal. And I'm glad that he's going to take the time to actually go through it all, because people need to hear it. And I guess the other thing I was going to say was, you know, the intro music, I know it's a little thing, right? It's not a big deal, but I think it really sets the tone for a lot of the listeners, for a lot of the people. And I know you guys have been playing the music from the movie The First Man, right? Well, there's another movie that just came out a few months ago, has phenomenal undertones, phenomenal music that goes along with the movie. You can look up the soundtrack to it, but it's The Gentleman, the new Guy Ritchie film. And there's some music in that movie that is just dark and ominous and just very, it just kind of gets you going as far as like.
Did you say The Gentleman?
Yeah, The Gentleman.
That's the Matthew McConaughey film, right?
Yeah. Such a good movie. It's really funny, but it's also dark, you know, and it's just, it's got some, it's the soundtrack to it is Chris Benstead, and he does like orchestral music for movies, and it's
well, I will tell you, that is one of the things, and people don't really, even in people professionally in the movie industry don't get it. A soundtrack can make or break a movie. Now, I'm not saying that makes or breaks a radio show, but, you know, hey, look, we just like music. We're just red-blooded Americans. We like rock and roll. You know, we like heavy metal, so we just play what we like on air. And, it, you know, for the most part, we try to keep the same energy with the music that we have on air. But you won't be hearing. You notice, though, as just another kind of side issue, I suppose, but just a sign of the trend of humanity, you notice how music just slowly degenerates like everything else.
I can't, you know, I'm 35 years old and I can't even understand half the stuff that's new. For me, my favorite music is like 1500s, 1600s, like classical music. And then I like classic rock and certain stuff like that. But there's new stuff that you just listen to it and you feel like you're losing brain cells. It's like it's designed to kill your brain.
Hey, don't worry. Cardi B is going to smash her rubber breasts against the keyboard. And some noises will be made, and it'll be it'll top the charts, brother. It's going to be a chart topper. Don't you?
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So we're joking about the degeneration of humanity and art and culture and everything. And so Rob Dew comes in here and says, well, don't forget about the fashion industry. No, not the weird dresses they have men wearing and like the alien costume, like bubble things that they wear, these fashion shoots that nobody would ever actually wear in real life ever. But, you know, that's a fashion shoot. Now they have jeans. What is it called? Wet denim jeans? This has to be a joke. Wet look, dry feel. Own the aesthetic without the discomfort. Jeans that look like you pissed yourself. If peeing your pants is cool, then consider me Miles Davis. I mean, I'm just waiting for the commercial, so. I guess I get it, though, because if you want to be such a lazy sad sack that can't even make it to the bathroom to urinate, just have the pre-urination pants, and then you just pee your pants all day. Nobody knows the difference. Genius. Absolute genius. So you'll see Biden walking around in these pants in no time, I'm sure. If pissing your pants is cool, then consider me Miles Davis. All right, that's enough fun for one segment. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Christian in Denmark. Christian, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Oh, hello, Owen.
Hello.
Oh, I just want to talk about the vaccines. I have an ex-wife which was taking the AstraZeneca, and 2 days after it was banned here in Denmark. She's fine still, but she wants my son to take it, and we have joint custody. So right now I just have a message also to all of your listeners, and that is that you can do something about that. You can take legal action, legal steps. You can write emails to your child's doctor. You can write emails to the school. You can call the school, and that's what I'm doing. So, yeah.
And this is a major thing that's going to be, I think, more of an issue than it's ever been before, sadly, in divorces and stuff. But, yeah, I mean, what do you do when a parent wants to get your, you know, the vaccines and one parent doesn't? That's going to be, I think, more of an issue than it's ever been in the past.
Yeah. And that's going to be horrible because I have two. I can say because of your show, I've woken up and I've talked about this and shown my mother all of this. She's a nurse. And I've shown two of my cousins, and they won't take the vaccine now. So I feel like I've saved three people.
And, you know, that's all it is. And part of it's, look, I'm proud. Like, I'm proud to work for InfoWars. The crew is proud to work for InfoWars. It's not that. It's that we just understand that some people won't look at information if it comes from InfoWars. Now, it's sad that that's the case. But so it's like, we just want the information out there. So whether they share an InfoWars link or a NewsWars link or, you know, Band.TV video or FreeWorldNews.TV, or other people just take our stuff and put it on your own website, brand it on your own thing, we just want the information out there. And so that's why it's so key. And so, Christian, thank you for calling in and sharing that with us today. Anything else?
Oh, I just want to say that your show is great, Owen, and I've been following Alex for about 10 years. And may God be with everybody. And that's it. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Caller from Denmark today. That's always fun. Go international over the pond. Let's go to Ken in Massachusetts. Ken, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, what's up? You got me there, bud?
Yes, loud and clear.
All right. Good. Listen, glad that call had called in before. I know you got me on the vaccine thing. We can get to that. But I don't know if a lot of people are familiar with this. I believe I watched one of your shows previously, and you said you were from Minnesota, so then you would be familiar with the Duluth model.
My producer, Scott, one of the producers here, he does multiple shows. Scott is from Minnesota. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, so Scott may have said something, or I may have been referencing Scott. He may know what you're talking about. I'm not too familiar.
Okay, basically it's men's right activists. There's a movie called The Red Pill. I can't think of her last name, but it's basically about the Duluth model. There was a big men's right activist where men didn't have rights basically to their own kid. It was part of that, you know, the nuclear family, how to destroy the nuclear family. It started in Duluth, Minnesota by some lawmakers, and it's like a basically a chart in a circle, and it's
oh, we had it on air. Circle. Yeah, the crew already had it on air.
All right, beautiful. And that's basically what it is. It's just to take our rights away, where men are not men and demasculating me. I just had one of my property, I'm not going to say too much, but basically somebody that I'm an intimidating male, so I shouldn't be videotaping you. You see the mindset we're in? You know what I mean?
Ah, yes. Just your existence is a crime.
Yes, God forbid I'm an alpha male, you know, like we all ought to and aspire to be, you know what I mean? But in saying that, Owen, I mean, I got a lot of information. They actually, one of these ex-mayors around here wanted me to run for mayor in my area. I don't know. I'm politicking that. But let me get back to the vaccine. There's obviously a delay. I used to work in radio, so now I see it up on the Duluth model. But getting to the back to the vaccine, like you said, there's other news going on. A lot of people are not reporting this from India about all the certain black plague outbreaks and the black fungus. And this has also to do with the low solar minimum, which I had researched. And I've been following you guys, like I said, for 20 years, the Club of Rome and other people that also have been researching this stuff, too. And it's like all how we're all in sync. And there's got to be a way we got to come together. Like I watch rappers like Papa Duck and New Breed on YouTube. And these guys are talking about how we've been programmed, conditioned at the 4.4 megahertz level and all these frequencies and colors and advertisements. I took a little bit of courses in mass media, too. That's why I was in communications for a while. But I mean, this is the information we try to get out. And you know, they censored me, and my old boss at the radio station would say no conspiracy theories, and everything that I've researched from you guys, I pass the information on, not for monetary reasons, because I'm not in it. I'm doing God's work, as you see it, as you guys see it. That's why I say God bless you guys, and I just pass the information, no conspiracy theories. 4 years later, guess what? 3 years later, I was proven to be right. You guys were proven to be right. And now we have validity. And now people are waking up and listening. But they were calling us crazy, though, in the early 2000s when Jones was making them films, The Endgame. Do a plug-in on that. I've watched that movie several times. I passed that information on to other people. I'd like to get some stickers from your store and start slapping them around over here. Wake people up, because there is a resistance going on. And we're done.
Well, and I'll just tell you, too. And by the way, yeah. we do give out free stickers in every order box. But we do sell the stickers, too, at InfoWarsStore.com. And let me just tell you this, and I got to take another call here, Ken, but thanks for the call. I remember I was at when I started working in radio and I had my first opportunity to have my show on my own. Most people thought I would take it in the direction of sports. I ended up going conspiracy theories, and I really just stuck on conspiracy theories, just all kinds of different ones. Every once in a while I'd get into something serious and rant and rave and stuff. But some of the people at the time were like, hey, we'll let you have this time slot, but, you know, it's probably not going to work and all this stuff. And by a month in, I had the number one online ratings. Every other host at the network was talking about this, thinking I was crazy, but it didn't matter. People want this information. They're searching for it, and they don't even know they're looking for it. It's a hard thing to explain. And then as soon as they hit that zeitgeist, as soon as they've made that interaction, as soon as they've linked up with this information, whether it's here or somewhere else, it's like all of a sudden they're clicked in, they're in gear with the rest of us, and the machine of freedom for human liberty and prosperity starts working again. Let's take CD in Las Vegas quickly. I've got 90 seconds for the end of this transmission. CD, go ahead.
Yes. This is CD. How you doing today?
Good, good.
Listen, man. Christ is the living word. Jesus Christ is the living word, man. The living word is Jesus. So, you know, that's what all the strongest good people out there have had, the strongest mind and the strongest soul, as well as the strongest will to take care of what you guys are doing. Now, I want to make a comment on DMC, the guy that who got black people want to take these shots, man. He evidently must have made a deal to get the master disease people trying to come in to give those poison shots to black people.
Oh, he got a deal. You know he got paid to make that.
Yeah. And he gave it to the media, and the media got the lying eyes, man. The lying eyes of the world is the media, and they're the biggest liars in the world right now. And to maintain... I think her name was Lee.
Well, imagine, though, using the Tuskegee experiment as your point to go take a vaccine. I mean, that's such reverse reality, it's almost unbelievable. CD, thank you for the call. That does it for today's Alex Jones Show. But here's the deal. If you're on the phone line, I'm going to take phone calls for the first hour of the War Room that kicks off right now at band.video after this transmission concludes in 5 seconds. So I'm going to hop over to the other studio and host the War Room. Stay on the line.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. and there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.